From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a biweekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 473, which is intended for broadcast April 14 through April 28, 2017. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined by Dr. Jerry Plummer here in the studio again. Doc, this may be kind of approaching a record for times in the studio.
Oh,
together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We've been on a roll lately. That says that we've been having decent weather. And you know, this time it's going to take us all the way through April, isn't it? You know, go into the end.
Yeah. Very end of April, April 28th. And something I was dating or writing up the other day went through May the 5th. And just caught me off guard.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was noticing here, what is this, a huge megaphone that we've got here in the
studio?
Goes
to an old record player or a spindle player. If I'm using the correct word that Phil uses to produce his program here. Doc, help me with the title of that program.
And I listen to it every
We're
Saturday.
We're prepared. A lot of people listen to it.
Yeah.
It looks like,
for those of y'all that have the radio eye, you remember seeing that picture of the dog listening to his RCA Victor?
Yes, very
famous
picture.
It looks like
that. That's exactly what it looks like. And it's got...
So back in the day, is that really what they used as an actual loudspeaker like we use today, probably?
Phil's the man to answer that, but
I
can tell you that I have seen the microphone right up to that.
I bet that's what it is. I bet that was their version of what we use now as powered speakers is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, a neat trick, Doc. A lot of people would listen to music or stream or something on an iPhone. Like maybe you wanted to listen to the WWCR.com stream.
Yeah, right.
A good trick is you take like a glass bowl and set that phone or iPod down in there, and it helps that sound.
No kidding.
Just about like that.
So it's the same
idea that you're looking at. Yeah.
Same idea as a megaphone. It's like a baby megaphone.
It makes the sound bigger.
I didn't know that. I'd have to try that. Wow.
I'm a regular listener to WWCR.com because of the location of my home radio compared to the station. I'm dead in the skip zone most of the time.
You definitely are.
So,
and I'm over to the other side where for some reason, I have pretty good luck.
You're more on the ground wave side.
I am ground wave
side. You're in Nashville proper, and I'm just outside.
Well, that's interesting, man. That's that idea about the iPhone. I didn't know that. You know,
put it in a bowl.
Put it in a bowl.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Wow, that's
iPhone, Droid, whatever you got.
Yeah, whatever you're using to listen to the stream.
So we're going to make this through April 28th, Doc. This is going to include Tax Day for those who need that public service announcement.
Yeah, here in America.
I sent off my check.
I did too, man.
Glad it's over with.
Yeah.
They cash those very, very quickly.
Yeah. I did mine electronically, and it took it less than a minute to get cashed.
Yeah. I couldn't have handled
that.
That's
amazing. I said, I really need to just mail this.
They don't verify the accuracy of your return before they cash it.
They just cash it.
I'd do the same.
Well, you and I both had to pony up some money this time. Let's hope next year ain't going to be like this.
Hopefully not. You got to pay your fair share.
Yeah, I know. But
and
still,
we can all gripe about that. Anyway, that's done. I think tax day this year is on the 18th. I think it's been away from the 15th.
Because that's like
last couple of years,
Friday or Saturday.
In the United States of America, April 15th is the day that your taxes are due.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't file by the 15th, or 18th in this case, you're going to get a letter pretty soon about it, you know, and you really don't want to do that.
You get letters. You get letters if you get a penalty for not having paid enough taxes throughout the year, even though you're making it up on time.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
$20
or something.
Yeah, but it adds insult to injury, man. It really does. You know, I don't know.
I'll tell you what's not insulting or injurious is Pastor Butch Paul.
Yeah,
Doc, this guy is excited to be coming back on WWCR.
Good.
As you know, he enjoyed a huge listening audience 5 nights a week, and
I think
he just wanted some time off.
Years and years.
And he is going to come back. I have confirmed through the satellite provider that he'll be back, and it's going to be Central Time, 6 and 7 p.m. hours.
Oh, that's great.
UT, that's like 23 to 01. It's going to be on transmitter 4.
Right.
So it's going to start out on 99.80.
Yeah, 99.80.
And then it's going to drop down to 75.20.
Oh, that's good.
And I suspect, Doc, that Pastor Butch would do just fine, and, you know, Europe, South America, Caribbean, so
any
forth.
Any of those places.
But I really think that his bread and butter is all across North America.
I think
so. And on 99.80 and 75.20, everybody anywhere in North America is going to have a good, strong signal unless you've got solar flares or things beyond our control.
Generally speaking,
but
you
generally,
will. He was on 75.20 for a stretch when we were simulcasting with 32.15.
Yeah, yeah.
And he liked it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, like you're saying, ground wave, you know, it's ground wave over by me. I got to tell you, that 75.20 just booms. It's like a over by me. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, it's like listening to a FM. You know,
booms all over Europe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've got all kinds of reports from, you know, places like that. So, yeah, that's great news. He's ready to go. He's fired up, ready to come back.
He is. Yeah, he seems to have covered every base, and I think that people are going to be excited to hear his voice again.
Oh, yeah. I think he maybe just wanted some time off. He's been doing that for a long time, man, nights a week. He's kind of a busy man. He's got a lot of things going on.
Sure.
I'm glad to see that he's back. That's real
Me
good
too.
News.
Hopefully he's got kind of a free-for-all Friday on the weekend edition.
Boy, that used to be
Friday
wild.
Was my favorite night by
me
far
too.
To listen.
Oh, yeah.
And in the wintertime, he was always, pardon me, you know, late enough, dark enough that we were just talking about my location
right.
that I could listen over the air, which I always prefer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be a very welcome voice to hear back on the WWCR airwaves. It's a voice that's been around for a long time. I think he's been around as long as, 15 years
long
maybe?
Time.
Long
that's
time, yeah.
Really all I know.
I really don't know. It's before I was around here. You know, I mm-hmm. know that, you know. Just by, this is an unfair question, and you don't have to answer it, but just off the top of your head, outside of, you know, like Pastor Scott, who do you think is probably the longest running broadcaster we've had? Tex Mars,
maybe?
I think
at least as long as Dr. Scott in that, you know.
Yeah, because that's like in a league of their own, yeah.
When Dr. Scott went on a transmitter 24/7, mm-hmm. some time was given up by Dr. E.C. Fulcher.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's
that
right.
makes me think that
maybe he
way, way back has to be Dr. Fulcher.
I bet you're right.
And he's still on the air with us. He
sure
recently
is.
Expanded.
He sure did.
So Dr. Fulcher's got to be one of the earliest.
I bet you're right, because he gave up that spot, mm-hmm. or spots, when Dr. Scott took it. So that's, we're talking back like 1990 or something,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Way back.
That's okay. I didn't think about that. I bet he is one of the longest.
And then,
running.
You know, you think about it, he's still on. Right?
Oh, I know.
What is that? How many years?
27
going on
or
like
something.
30.
Yeah, pushing 30. Yeah, he may be one of the longest running. I can't think of anybody. That goes way back in time. It really mm-hmm. does. That's back pre-fire, isn't it, or post-fire?
Doc, if you would, please, because you keep up with this, I know, routinely for several reasons. Do you have any update on the Caribbean Beacon or – Are they off air presently?
No, they were on yesterday.
They were on? Is
yeah.
it sound okay?
No, the modulation is still...
So there's still some problems.
There's still some problems
out.
With it.
They run announcements
Yeah, you had told me, you and Alan had heard that, I
WWCR
think.
Talking about changes coming and, mm-hmm. and how to listen. And I assume they're going to tell you about their frequencies when you call in with us. But the Caribbean Beacon, I think, is scheduled for some... Much needed maintenance based on
I think you're right.
And,
you know, you and I have talked about this. Neither one of us are really technical, but it's something to do with modulation. There's some modulator part that has to be replaced. And I think you and I have talked about it. It's a little different being down in Anguilla, you know, kind of in the islands like that, than it is here. I mean, here, you know, frankly, we have troubles getting stuff from continental Dallas to here sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what it'd be like having to have that stuff shipped down into the islands.
Weight
and everything. And from what
Hope
I understand,
they didn't base the announcements on the date that they were supposed to have the parts.
Oh, I know. I know.
I would hold off till you have it.
Do you know you got it? But I can only imagine, like with us, the heavy parts like that. And with them, they'd have to fly it into a nearest airport. And then I think... Put it on some kind of little boat and row it, or
you know, it's all a process. But how bad would that be to be that pilot that goes on?
I know. That's
hops
not that's
between islands.
Oh, what a job! You know,
I don't
know. That Anguilla, I think, is only like 26 miles long or something like that.
I bet it's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, I talked with Pastor Scott, Melissa Scott, a few years ago about it. She had just been down there, And she said it's a very beautiful island, she says, but the towers, she has to just constantly be working on them because the salt water makes it so rough, you know.
And I,
you were telling me about something to do with the towers that that we have here, you know, for the medium wave, that a few years back you had them redone, and you were telling me that the guys working on them said it's something that you need to do. You got to kind of like sand them down, and you need to make sure they're painted, because I think you use it as kind of like skin. It's kind of like a coating.
It's analogous to skin, yeah. It's your first line of protection against anything.
Yeah.
And it was of concern because we have a waiver, actually, that says that we don't have to paint those towers. So I thought, why would we paint them? Or why don't we paint them, you know, like with polka dots? Why don't we do anything
feel like doing? Yeah, right, yeah.
But the answer is that it's your first line of protection, yeah. When a tower goes bad, you got troubles on you. Tower's going to come down.
Well, you remember the guy from Roan that comes to NASB sometimes? He was saying, you know, he says, y'all got five there. He said, that'd be a mighty good sale. And I said, I don't think Brady's really interested in talking about replacing them right now, you know.
Speaking of NASB, it's worthwhile to mention, Doc, that that's about a month away, roughly, from the time that we're going to put this out.
So it is.
If you want to get
it
your
is.
Flights cheap and head out to Simi Valley
in L.A. It's
going to be a day trip to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
That'll be cool.
And I'll bet that's pretty spectacular. I've never been to a presidential library. I have driven past the Bill Clinton Presidential Library.
That's over in Arkansas. Is that where it is?
Yeah, somewhere along I-40.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good, but I've never been inside any of them.
I've never been in any of them.
You know, whether you're a fan of Clinton, Reagan, not,
it's
I bet there's a
have
whole bunch
stuff.
Of stuff to see.
Yeah,
you know?
I bet it is. I know W.G. Tapley is all tore up about it. He said it's supposed
to be.
Yeah, he says it's supposed to be real nice.
Yeah.
Start getting you're welcome to come see us. You're welcome to spend the times with us there. We got a good set of shows lined up.
Go to shortwave.org. It's going to be the first ever on the West Coast. Right?
Yeah, ever, right? I think, yeah.
So make your way out to the West Coast. It's going to, you know, the hotel rates are good.
Yeah,
everything
are,
I have
yeah.
read is public information on shortwave.org.
There it is.
Go check it out if you're a fan, listener. Of CR, shortwave in general, you like technical stuff,
this is the place to
make the trip to Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Prices aren't too expensive. A little
cheaper.
They're
really not. Yeah.
There's two available airports. One is Burbank, one is LAX.
Mm-hmm.
When I checked, it looked like LAX was a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming into LAX, you know.
Taking off out of LAX, the only time I've done it,
mm-hmm.
kind of go right out over the Pacific
Ocean.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I'm a fan of the West Coast.
You fly on United, I guess, right?
I haven't made that.
I guess we don't talk about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it's a strange situation. It's all over YouTube news, whatever,
gosh.
For those who may or
boy,
may not
talk
know.
About getting some bad publicity. That's bad publicity, don't you think?
It is.
But, please come out and see us. You know, stocks took a hit.
Doc, that's going to conclude show 473, which is being recorded on Good Friday, 2017.
It is, yeah.
So it's
a lot of
means
America's
different things
off,
to different
right?
folks.
I
yeah,
think.
It's a holiday. It's not a holiday.
Mm-hmm,
The Friday preceding Easter Sunday, which of course is kind of the main holiday, right?
Oh, it is.
Christians worldwide. So happy Easter to
happy
all of
to
our
Easter.
Listeners, and we'll be back again somewhere right toward the end of April.
That sounds good, Brady.
See you then.
All right, see you then.
SWWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.